Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you missed it, Hannah talked about how this video had gone viral and that people were, it's gone so viral that people were like reposting and resharing it for content. How many views does it have now up to?
So on my personal TikTok, the video has over 2 million views.
Over
now.
2 million views. Now, what the video is anyone ever like create a time capsule from back in the day? I feel like schools used to do this all the time. Well, Hannah actually dug up her time capsule and then unboxed it, like revealed it. And so how long ago was this when you guys made this time capsule?
I mean, I think maybe 10 or 15 years. Like, this thing has aged.
Oh, my God. So I think it's like 2013. So 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Hannah and her friend buried a time capsule. I thought, anyone who's ever done that 12 years ago doesn't remember where they put it. They don't know where any of that stuff is. But everyone always thinks this is a good idea. Actually, Hannah did the time capsule and unboxed it. What was inside? What did you have inside of it?
Gosh, there was some whack stuff in there. So probably the most notable thing was, is there was this Ziploc bag and I thought there was nothing in it when we picked it up. But then I looked closer. We put our hair in a bag.
Why? What part of you thought this was? Do you remember what you were thinking?
I
want to dig up and see what my hair looks like.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, and you know what's funny is my hair was a different color then, so it was kind of reminiscent.
Because you're a fake blonde.
Yeah, but at the time I was so young, I didn't dye my hair back then, so I had brown hair. So there was just brown hair in this bag, and I don't know. Maybe I thought I'd need my DNA someday for something, or someone would.
Right.
But the scariest part about that though is you buried it. So like. If someone's if someone's digging up dirt and they find a woman's hair, usually their thoughts go in a different direction.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this girl died.
There was hair, there was a lacrosse mouthpiece in there. Used.
Okay.
Well, this is what we want you to remember of the year 2013. Chewed up mouth. Did you put anything that was relative to your life?
Yes.
Like
yes.
What?
We actually were really smart, so I guess back
really
in the day,
smart. You sounded
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we went to Walgreens and we printed out photos, and then we put them on a piece of paper and wrote captions for the photos to remember what we did. And I'm so glad we did this because these photos I legit haven't seen in 10 years.
What was the caption?
Like one of them would be like, snuck out of Hannah's house, and then it was like a selfie of us sneaking out. And back I totally forget, you know, we did that way back when there were pictures of us before we could even drink alcohol. We would order like virgin drinks everywhere. So that was funny to look back on.
I think some strawberry daiquiris.
Yes,
pretty
but
funny.
We would act like we were old enough to drink them, which is so funny to me. But probably my favorite part was we made a bucket list, and it was just so evident that we were so young making this bucket list. One of the things we put on there was bucket list, drink 10 bottles of cranberry Smirnoff, which is so funny to look back on because, of course, we would pick that drink. Like, that's a nasty drink. Right. I would never drink that.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sophisticated.
Now, but back then, that was, like, what you wanted. Like, you saw that in the store, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I bet that's so good. So
here's some other things that were on the bucket list.
Bucket list. Becca's. Be in a band. Pee in the woods. Check.
Pee in the woods? That was on your bucket list?
And I love how there was a check. We probably peed in the woods as we were burying the box. Yeah. Like, well, we might as well get it off the list now.
So we already did that. I want to be noted that 12 years ago, we had knocked this off the bucket list. We peed. What was, you guys were obsessed with your DNA being everywhere. You gave them mouthpieces, you peed on the box beforehand, and your hair.
Yeah, every part of your little girls. I don't know.
What was wrong with you guys?
We thought the world was going to, we were really into the zombie apocalypse. We wrote about that in the box.
No, you didn't. Really?
Yeah, we really thought it was going down back then.
You really thought some zombies were going to pull this up. Yeah. And like, oh, this is what humans were like. Yeah. There's human hair.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Too funny. You want to see the video that's gotten like 2 million views. We'll post it for you on our Instagram, Brett Maga Show on IG.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.